Hey, what's up, my friends? It is me, Tony J, Tony Jacobson. Welcome to another episode of Tony Talks. That's right. This is the podcast where I talk and you listen. And really, I think we're having a conversation, actually. Because I know that as I'm talking to you and as you're listening to me, I know that you're replying back to my questions. You're having thoughts about the things that I'm saying. And you're probably talking, you know, to yourself in your head, but you're answering questions or having thoughts about what I'm talking about. So we are actually having a conversation. This isn't just me talking. Because I realized this, like, as I've been listening to more podcasts, I'm like, you know, throughout the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm actually like having a conversation sometimes. I'll, you know, if the host says something, or if, say, if there's more than one person on there and they're saying something, you know, and they're having a conversation, I'll always like kind of interject into the conversation as I'm listening. So I know that you're doing the same thing as you listen to me. And I appreciate it because, you know, even though this medium is me just kind of talking and you listening to me and it's kind of one way, I know that we're having a two-way conversation, even though I can't hear your side of things. And I want to encourage you to reach out to me. Like, if you have a thought about what I'm saying, you know, if you agree with what I'm saying, if you disagree with what I'm saying, if I throw out a question or something and, you know, you do have an answer, you know, I encourage you to engage with me, to like let me know, communicate back. If that means, you know, here on Anchor, it's really cool because you can actually send a message directly. So if you're listening on the Anchor app, which you might be, you'll see there's a way to interact like with the podcast, which is really dope. You can do hand claps. You can like clap, right, at certain things that I say. You can also send a message to me. And that's really cool because I can actually include that message into future broadcasts. So please definitely, you know, send me a message that way. If you're not on the Anchor app, if you're listening to me on iTunes or on Spotify or, you know, whatever other podcast medium that you're listening to me on, just know that you can come to my website and you can contact me through there. Send me questions. You can connect with me on social media. You can definitely, I would encourage you to go follow, or not follow, but subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I do a lot of videos over there and you can always comment on those videos. And you know, right now I'm focusing on the YouTube channel, so it'd be great to see your comments on the videos that I do over there. So that's another way that you can communicate with me. But, you know, definitely communicate, because I know that we're having a conversation even though it's not a direct conversation, and I want to hear your side of things. So please comment and let me know, all right? While I'm at it, I'm going to ask for your support. Yes, you can support this podcast in many ways. You can support the Disable Your Disability movement in many ways. You can do it directly through Anchor, which is cool. You can go ahead and support, and it's like a monthly pledge. Look, even a few bucks counts. You know what I mean? So like whatever you can give, if you want to contribute more to the Disable Your Disability movement and help me help others, go to the website, go to disableyourdisability.com, and you're going to see support the movement. You're right in the menu. You're going to see it right there. And there's some options to be able to do a monthly contribution, a one-time contribution, whatever you can give to help me help others. It's greatly appreciated. I'm trying to do the best to, you know, navigate the waters of, you know, helping people that I know, you know, may not financially be able to kind of pay for my services directly. And, you know, I do my best. I create deals, I create ways to, you know, help people, but ultimately it's my time. You know, I need to be able to commit time to be able to help as much as possible. And with your contribution, I can definitely do it. So, If you feel it in your heart, if you appreciate what I'm doing here with Disable Your Disability, I do, you know, I would appreciate your contribution. And, you know, again, help me help others because, you know, all of us together and, you know, with everybody listening, with everybody giving just a little bit, it adds up to enough for me to be able to, you know, help even more people that deserve it and that may not be able to, you know, financially secure my services, and but they really need it, right? So, you know, I'm asking for a contribution and I would appreciate it. And so would the people that I help. All right. All right. Enough with that stuff. Let's get to the podcast. Let's get to the meat of the situation. All right. So on the last podcast, I talked about getting injured. And so I wanted to give you an update on that. I went to the doctor. I had an x-ray. I believe in the last episode I talked about, it was after I got the x-ray, but I didn't get the results. I finally got the results. And apparently, from what my primary care physician said, they looked at it and there was no fracture in the rib. So that's awesome news. That's awesome news and it's crazy news, right? Number one, it's awesome because it's not a broken bone. That's always a good thing when you're working with osteogenesis imperfecta, when you're working with brittle bones. You want to make sure that you don't break anything. And, you know, I've been working hard to maintain strength, you know, eat as healthy as possible to work from the inside out as far as biologically making sure I'm getting vitamins and minerals and getting all the healthy stuff and then working on myself, you know, just doing self-development, staying positive, working on the mind because what we think we are, we become, right? The thoughts become things. And so, you know, always remaining positive and just, you know, never anticipating a broken bone, even though I live with a disability that dictates that I have brittle bones, I don't live anticipating a break. There's a lot of, you know, my fellow OIers out there that just say, well, it's just going to happen, you know? And when I used to do that, when I used to live like that, because I did, I would have more breaks. I would have more injuries because I anticipated the break, because I anticipated the injury. And that's not the way to do it. It's not the strongest way to do it. My wife always tells me that. She's awesome. Because she always tells me that's not the most powerful way to do it. That's most not the most powerful thing or way that you could go about this. And, you know, I agree with her in that statement. And, you know, I want to say that statement to you. If you feel that way, if you anticipate the break, if you have OI, if you don't have OI, if you have, you know, another disability or an illness, and then you're just anticipating and you're expecting, you know, sickness to come and expecting bad things to happen. Understand that that's not the most powerful move you can make. You gotta get your mind straight. I say it every week, every time I close a video, I close an audio, I close a speech. I always tell people, eat right, get moving, and get your mind straight. Right? That's one big component because with that, you know, you can live the healthy, high-powered, happy life you deserve, right? So that component is huge. So I've always continued to work on that with my own self-development, and I encourage you to do the same because I think with all that, that's really helped me. So even with this current injury, you know, I didn't expect a break. It felt like it could be a break. That's why I went to go have it x-rayed and checked out. And now that I know it's not, it really is freeing because then I can say, okay, well, what is it? You know, what is going on? For sure, it's a muscle thing that's happening. I've had a couple things happen with my ribs. I think I explained that in the last episode. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. But, you know, the intercostal muscles, they are tricky, you know, and this was on the bottom rib. So in my back on the right hand side. So like that's a tricky spot. So I know that it's just a muscle or a ligament tendon thing and I'm working through it. So the biggest thing is that I got rest. I rested for, you know, 7 or 8 days, 8 days almost. And I finally went back and did a workout on Monday. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm back to it. I got to get back to the workouts, but I'm going to start slow. And I'm just going to get back to it because, you know, it's not a broken bone. So I got to work through it. I have to adapt and modify and still get my workouts done. Because I'm right in the middle of P90X3. I'm going into week 8. And luckily, week 8 is kind of like a, I don't want to say a rest week. But it's a week where, you know, they give you a little bit of rest after the second third of it. The second third. The second of 3 months, right? That's where they really go at you. And then every 4 weeks, they give you kind of like a rest week, but you're still working out. So this week has been already a little bit not as intense. And it's great because then, you know, like the workout that I did, it was isometrics, it was cool. You know, I was able to get through a lot of it. There's a couple moves in there that I have a tough time anyway because you're balancing on one leg. You're doing Warrior 3 where you're like balancing on one leg, you're leaning forward, you're like in an airplane position. And like I have a tough time with that one anyway. But this week when I did it, I really paid attention and I was conscious of my movement and really watching, caring for that rib area for my back. And I got through it and I felt the results feeling good, right? I felt stronger. I felt good. I got through the workout. So I'm super excited about getting back into it and knowing that I didn't break a bone. But I know it's all because I've been working on all of the elements of, you know, watching my movement and making sure that I'm eating better. And, you know, I still slip. Like, I don't eat 100% healthy. Just so you guys know, like, I don't. I eat candy sometimes. I eat fatty foods sometimes. Like, I'm not on a program. I'm not heading towards a competition for bodybuilding. I'm not, you know, I'm a human being. I'm in the middle of, like, a maintenance of taking care of myself. And even on P90X, like, it's kicking my ass. And I know if I even fine-tune my nutrition more, I'm going to burn more fat and burn more calories. But I haven't been, you know, cause right now I'm just really trying to get into the exercise and really get consistent with it. And with that has come the healthier eating. So it all plays in together. So I have been eating healthier, but it's not 100%. And I want you to know that you don't have to be exactly 100% every single day. Cause that will drive you nuts, especially if you're not even doing anything right now. A lot of, you know, coaches and trainers and these programs out there, they make you do extreme things right away and you see these like weight loss results in 7 days and then you're so, but your body is dying, you're tired, you're sore, you're hurting and you lose all this weight and you think it's a good thing, but that doesn't give you consistency. That doesn't give you what you're going to need to live healthy for the rest of your life. So just think about that, all right? Just think about that. So that's the update. I'm back at it. I'm back at the workouts, and it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, it's really good. And I have access to a new gym space right now, which is great because there's equipment in there. I can actually bring my computer in and still do the P90X. I just run the video on there. I did a workout, and I couldn't really hear it too well, so I'm going to try and use some Bluetooth headphones the next go around and see how that works. But I have access to a space, which is great because I think I'll be able to, you know, have access to more weight options as far as free weights and then also some machines and then also for a pull-up bar. I have to check. I think there might be an actual pull-up bar in there so I can do actual pull-ups. Because right now on the P90X program, I do the resistance band option. And it's great because you can do the motion of a pull-up with a resistance band and you can work the same muscles. But again, it's not the same. I mean, I'm not going to put, you know, my weight in a resistance band as far, like, I think I weigh 142, 143 right now. I'm not going to put 143 pounds of worth of resistance bands, right? It's different than if I'm just pulling myself up, like my actual body weight. So I'm working towards it though, and I can't wait to actually try and do a pull-up. That's been one of my things of like getting back to that. Cause I was able to do some pull-ups when I did my transformation. And then after my transformation, that's been, you know, it's going on 5 years now. I'm still maintaining an awesome body weight and I'm still strong, but you know, I didn't stay consistent as far as like literally working out every day or at least 3 times a day. So, you know, again, it's a work in progress. It's a roller coaster ride, but I'm back on it. And now I'm getting back to, I want to get back to doing pull-ups. And I have some other goals as well. So, you know, it's all part of the process. So I'm doing, you know, in this new gym space, I'm looking forward to, you know, being able to utilize some of the equipment that's in there. And just having a space, you know. I love being able to go to the gym. That's one thing. Like, I like working out at home. I think it's cool. I think it's, you know, I don't use anything like that as an excuse not to work out. But for me, I would choose going to the gym if I had the choice. If it's like, you know, you could work out at home or you can go to the gym and work out, I would choose the gym because I think just being in the environment helps, you know, and that comes down to just putting yourself in a new place. You know, I tell people all the time, and I'll tell you, look, if you are just getting into this healthy living, if you're struggling with maybe getting into healthy living, you have to start surrounding yourself with the things that dictate a healthier lifestyle. So even if you're not eating right 100% yet, or even eating right, say you're still eating junky, say you're not exercising, say you're not even, you know, paying attention, but you really want to, like you have it in you and you're feeling it and you're like, yeah, you know, I really got to do something. I would encourage you to go and maybe, I would say sign up at a gym. If you can afford that, you know, then go and do it. Get a membership at a gym and just go start hanging out at the gym. Even if you go and you're just trying to figure out the machines and you're just trying to see what kind of classes they have or if they have a pool there, you know, go swimming. You know, just go and be in the environment because as you're in that environment, it is encouraging. I know it is for me and it can be for you too where you get pumped up. You're like, yeah, you know, I'm seeing these other people work out. It's all different types of people because believe me, there's only a certain amount of gyms where you're going to go and everyone's buffed out. Like that's not every gym. I wouldn't expect that. You know what I mean? At every gym, you're going to have all different types of people. You're going to have people that are just starting out. You're going to have buffed out dudes, right? And ladies. You're going to have buffed out people. And you're going to have people that are just starting out. So there's no reason to be intimidated. Just go to the gym, get into that environment, and start hanging out. I think this is a great way to get motivated, right? Another thing to do is like just start. Oh, excuse me. Another thing to do is just start. Like go to a GNC store if you have one near you, a GNC or a vitamin shop or any of those like health food vitamin stores, right? Now you go. You don't have to buy anything, but just go and start looking at the product. Go and talk to the people that work there. They're probably people that are into the fitness industry. And just start having conversations. Ask questions. Ask about supplements. Ask about, you know, different vitamins and different protein powders. And, you know, ask them what they're up to. You know, what gym do they go to? Like, just start having conversations that are going to get you into the consciousness of being healthier, right? And then another thing I would suggest is go to healthier restaurants. You know, when you're out and you're going to go eat out, because a lot of people do, a lot of people eat out, you know, find healthier choices. You know, exercise that muscle of looking at a menu and ordering off of the menu, like ordering something that's not on the menu but is healthier. Taking a menu item and modifying it to make it healthier. Because trust me, you can do that. Like, you're not going to offend anybody. You're looking out for yourself, right? And what that's going to do is it's going to just start to build in you that consistency, again, of just continually doing it. It's going to start to bring your consciousness around healthier living. So if you're hanging out at the gym and you're hanging out at a vitamin shop and you're hanging out at a healthier restaurant, all of these things combined are going to start to motivate you because you're going to be in the world of living healthier. And that's why I like going into a gym space where there's exercise equipment, there are free weights, there are machines, there's treadmills, right? Step machines, you know, where there is that equipment and you see, you know, there's mirrors on the walls and stuff like that. Like that is, for me, really motivating because it just puts you into that space of like, yeah, let's go, let's do it. And even if you're at home, even if you would rather stay at home, which is totally fine, get yourself some equipment. Get yourself some home equipment so that you can just see it all the time. You have some resistance bands. You have yoga mats and a yoga block. You have, you know, maybe some free weights, some power blocks. My wife and I have power blocks, and they're awesome because you can do different things with them. And I'll put a link in the show notes to my shop page on Disable Your Disability, because I have links to all the, you know, I have, they are affiliate links, just so you know, to all of the equipment that I use and that I've tried and used. So I have some resistance bands that are awesome, and the power blocks and yoga mats, like all that good stuff that you can use at home so that you can just kind of get that feeling. You know, you want to get that vibe of like, yeah, it's time to work out. It's time to work out. And leave it out. Like, leave the stuff out in your living room or in an office space or wherever you have space to work out. Just leave the stuff out so you see it. Because you're going to see it and you're going to be like, dude, I got to work out. Like, I got to get to it. So definitely give that a shot. If you want to get motivated, if you want to just start to have that consciousness around working out, these are some ways to do it. So that's all I've got to say for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely consider contributing and supporting the podcast. Please check it out if you're on Anchor. I know on some of the other platforms, there's a way to support that way too. Visit my website, disableyourdisability.com, and you're going to see a way to support the movement there. You know, even if you are sharing what I'm up to, that's helping to support as well. So share this podcast, share my YouTube videos out, you know, share my website, get my book, share it with somebody, you know, buy the book and give the book to people. I think that's a really good way to kind of share and spread the message of disable your disability, which really is, you know, about, it's about recognizing, it's about embracing, and it's about empowering disability, right? And by doing that, and by, you know, eating better, moving right, and getting your mind straight, with all of that stuff combined, you can definitely get out there and live the healthy, high-powered, happy life you deserve. I'll talk to you later.